dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I got crybabies on my face.
You shut up.
I'm Johnny Depp. I got crybaby.
You shut that mouth.
We hear an extra giggle in the
uh-oh.
Room.
Oh, who's here?
Who's
knock,
here?
Knock. Jesus, is that you? Nope.
Nope, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
It is. He rises from the dead tomorrow.
That's right.
Imagine if it actually happened this time.
Gadoosh.
And
hello,
like,
everybody.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you guys want chiseled, ripped abs? Look no further. Jesus is back.
How many of you guys have the Station of the Cross on the back of your truck? Because the rest of you faggots are dead. Jesus, what's with the language?
Jesus Christ, Jesus.
Sorry, guys.
Why does everyone keep saying my name? Everyone sounds angry when they say it. Confused.
Yeah.
Horny. I don't know why.
You should say when you're making love.
Jesus, all of a sudden. Jesus, Southern gentleman.
Jesus Christ.
Just like you should have been when you were.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. So. It said to abort the record, and all of a sudden, I don't know where this came from, but Dennis started making fun of me again.
Welcome to episode 45 on 420.
Yep. Cinquenta y ochenta.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
45.
Que más?
Más o menos.
Imagine if we just started doing the whole Spanish podcast.
Que horror.
We got everything I want to say is just should not come out of me because it's so racist sounding. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Hey, bud.
What's going on, man?
420, huh?
420.
April.
Yeah. It's also that. So, man, busy week. Last episode, I heard good things. I like, when animals attack, people like that part.
Yes.
We got attacked.
When people attack animals.
Yeah. That also happens.
With their wangers.
I heard bad reviews on the whole bestiality segment.
No.
Yeah. Bad reviews.
Pound puppies?
Yeah. They said, not enough. That was the bad review. Bring more animal rapes. You ask, you shall receive.
Peanut butter puppy pals?
Absolutely. I think it was a good episode. We listened back. We laughed. This week.
We cried.
Yeah. This week, we're back with a vengeance. 420.
Back with a vengeance with another shitty episode.
That's right.
Sorry about that. Okay episode last week.
Game. Get ready.
Get it started.
We do have a someone in studio with us today.
Special mystery guest.
Yes. Founder, CEO, owner, operator.
Sole proprietor. And looks like a prophylactic. Half proprietor.
Proprietor.
I'm at half proprietor.
Piece proprietor.
That's right. 14 Finches. 14finches.com for all of your artisanal graphic design needs.
Yeah, they'll do it.
We can't just say custom. It's got to be something cool like artisanal. Yeah. I make artisanal t-shirts for a youth women's volleyball team.
Artisan tees.
That's right. Mind your P's and Q's. Artisan tees. That's a good name for a company, right?
For yous?
Artisan tees.
Artisan tees.
Yeah.
Man.
What kind of bees make milk? Boobies.
Especially the boo part. Boo.
It's a good joke.
For you saying that.
Nah, it's good. So, 14finches.com for all your graphic design needs. We placed a significant order with no intention of paying, by the way.
Yeah.
But placed a significant order for some new shirts. I see a box over there, and right next to that lady is a box with t-shirts. I'm kind of interested to see what's going on in that box right now.
Oddly enough, her name is Cardboard.
She washes down easy.
Yeah. We could break dance on her.
So for those of you who are waiting for the t-shirts we promised and we just never delivered, well, wait no more.
Well, wait a little bit longer.
You've still got to wait. Shipping fees are a bitch to get over mentally.
Wow.
Whoa.
Just a box of shirts.
Box of who?
Look at him.
Look at that. That was like a ladies. That looks like a lady's medium. Is that a lady small? That's a medium. Holy cow.
That's why it almost fit them.
Yeah, they get really... That's like,
yeah, they do. Yeah. I don't... The crowd that would wear a woman's small, we probably should... it's not going to work out for us. It's going to be like 12-year-old girls.
Well, that's your demo.
That works out great. Wait a second. Wait a second. If you know what the traditional tee looks like, it's a dark gray or gunmetal gray short sleeve. Y'all ready for this? Ding, 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 ding. All right. So, because I think if this was maybe, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago?
Yeah.
6 or 8 weeks ago, I would have been like, man, I'm freaking out right now. This fucking audio keeps breaking up. But guess what? I am skilled like a surgeon on this Hindenburg shit right now.
Yeah, man. You can slice and dice things.
Mad skills.
Yeah. It doesn't even sound like you'd miss a beat.
Mad skills with a Z.
Dang, dog.
Skills. So anyway, we were rudely interrupted by technology when we were discussing how awesome our new tees are going to look.
Yeah, they're going to look awesome. Black and white, baseball tee.
That's right. If you want one, you got to tweet out. You got to tweet out some stuff after this episode.
Yeah.
And you got to let us know you're listening. Hashtag us. How does that work? You know how to tweet.
Hashtag.
Nope. Shake of the head over there. No.
Hashtag TISD.
Hashtag. Yep.
This is so dumb. @_podcast. Excuse me. @so_dumb_podcast.
Hashtag butthole peeping. That's going to be one of our.
Yeah.
Our ones, butthole peeping, I think.
That's a good one.
I think so.
You know what else about buttholes? When you have an issue with your butthole.
What was that? Did you have something to say over there? Hang on for a second. Our special guest wanted to say something. Nope. Just birds.
Yep. I'm wondering if he heard the birds. Because he was looking at us like we didn't know what we're doing. Yeah. Look on his face was like, with a gun, I'm not hearing birds.
Yeah. With a gun to his head, he's thinking, suck it, how long?
So... speaking of that, what was I saying before?
Blowjob gunshots?
No.
We're talking about the t-shirts.
Oh, no, buttholes, and people look at your buttholes.
Peeping buttholes.
Yes.
It's a good segment.
I know.
What about it?
Our other sponsor.
Are you talking about Texas Pharmacy Consulting?
Yeah.
TexasPharmacyConsulting.com for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Okay. Today being 420, big day for TPC.
Not only that, but I was with the founder and sole proprietor of TPC. I don't know if he's a sole proprietor because it seems like none of our sponsors are.
Right.
And he presented me.
No way.
With this check.
No way.
For the surge in his business. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
$4.20?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's symbolic in nature.
I get it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
this is so dumb it's made out to. Well, yeah. It's too bad that's not a person. Because we could cash this thing.
Yeah.
So basically this is worthless. It's made out to a business that doesn't exist.
It's symbolic.
And it also, I think it's done in crayon. I'm not shitting you. Is that crayon?
That is, no, it's a highlighter of sorts.
It's a highlighter? It's a white erase? Dry erase board marker? Well, that's great. Sole proprietor.
Damn.
TexasPharmacyConsulting.com for all of your consulting needs. What do they do?
We'll let you look at our butthole.
They'll let you look at their butthole.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So you were with TPC today?
I was with TPC today.
That's interesting because I didn't get that phone call.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that I had to invite you to everything I do.
Yeah, you do. Hemorrhoid party? So. I'm here.
You're the one inspecting them.
Party? I'm the giver.
We met up today. Went to a brewery with the wives and the kids. They ran around like maniacs.
You brought kids to a brewery. Good for you.
Well, they had, a good time. They're shit-faced, though.
Were they?
Yeah. Stupid kids. Can't hold their liquor.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I know. Probably puking on the way home.
Yep. Crying, puking.
Where my goldfish? Bleh. Oh, no. It's on my Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Cool. This is going fucking horribly because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay.
Thanks.
Is that any different from normal? Go ahead.
Nope.
Keep going. You were with him today.
Yeah. We had a good time. That's all I was saying. I was just saying. And then he called me out of the blue, said, hey, I'd like you to come by, bring the family. I got to give you something.
Yeah.
And it was a check for $420 to someone who can't cash it.
So happy that for whatever reason he really wanted to make this a symbolic gesture of thanks to the guys who, you know, kind of brought it on and brought him in and then only invited you.
Yeah, no, he knows where the heart and soul lies in this whole machine.
Yeah.
It's me.
Probably true.
Yeah. Because my heart is twice the size of a normal person's, you know. Exactly. Not in the, he's got a big heart. It's like, he's got a big heart.
Oversized heart.
Yeah, don't scare him.
It's the same kind of concerns you'd have for Andre the Giant at this point.
Yeah, it's like...
And he's dead.
Yeah. Where is the heart start and the cholesterol stop? It's one of those.
Right next to your cheek, apparently. Shoveling in those...
Cholesterols?
No. One of those cheesy things called cannolis? There you go. Cannolis.
Yeah, those cheesy things. Cannolis.
Cannolis have cheese in them.
I guess there's a ricotta, right?
Recorder cheese, that's right.
Yeah.
It's like what you play in fifth grade. Hey, what else did you do this week?
Man, again, I'm very busy at work.
Yeah.
Crushing it, though.
Yeah?
Crushing it.
Really?
Nah, probably not. Got a meeting with the boss on Monday.
Yeah, I thought you told me you were almost fired last week.
Yeah, and I have another meeting with the boss on Monday.
Do you? Same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good.
Employee relations stuff?
Yeah.
Man.
Can't really talk about it.
I don't blame you. Ruby's won't let me talk about anything anymore.
Yeah.
I have to close
gag order.
Well, yeah. You
when you're the manager and you order the employees to be gagged, that's what happens.
Who's going to change those dumpsters? Exactly.
Change the dumpsters?
Change the dumpsters. I don't know.
Hey, you.
When you throw dead bodies in there, you can't... What would you call it? Dump the dumpster?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Empty?
Yeah. Yeah, empty. Take out the papers and the trash. I used to go dumpster diving at Dunkin' Donuts. Did I tell you that story?
To eat the donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, you were fat when you were younger.
No, at 11 o'clock. It's classic. This is great high school hijinks type of stuff. You know what I mean, gang?
Yeah.
At 11, they would close. They'd take all the donuts that were still in on the racks. They'd put them in a trash bag, like four trash bags or so. Throw them in the dumpster right outside. We would drive up at like 11:15. You'd have to wait until the guy left because he'd be like, you can't go diving in the dumpster to grab these donuts.
Yeah.
So we wait till he leaves.
Yeah.
We go in, grab.
You group of obese kids. What are you doing?
No, we were. What are you talking about?
Get out of here, fatties.
Goddamn football player. It's a fucking hero.
Yeah. Yeah, because football players can't be fat.
Well, they can when they stink, and I stunk, so I wasn't fat.
Oh.
I was very skinny, lanky.
Huge dick.
Sexy as
just
hell.
Just fucking crushing the puss.
One day, after I had broken my arm because I was so bad, walking across the field, rival team, one of the three of the cheerleaders, one group, three girls, 64, we love you, screamed it across the way. I gave her the old tip of the cap. Thank you, lady.
Yep. And you remained a virgin for like 4 years.
Four more years.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Yep.
All this just crazy nanny throwing itself at me on a football field.
Yep.
No, sir. Nope. Saving myself for somebody special.
Yep. Saving myself. My dad says I can't.
For somebody I can sneak into the bedroom that I share with my brother. Throw on top of that old Oriental rug. And they'd say, now it's my third time, and really ruined it for her.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this guy's terrible for three times.
Yeah. And then, you know, your socks that are under your bed are all jealous. Like, I thought he loved me.
They stand up like an army of ghosts coming to get you.
Goats?
Ghosts.
Oh.
Ghosts.
I like goat armies.
Ghosts of potential babies past.
Man.
Goat armies.
Yeah. I'd That's be gross. More afraid of a goat army than a ghost army, I think.
A goat army?
Yeah.
Because it's bad?
No, that would be a sheep army.
Goats say bah, right?
No, they say meh. Meh. Just like your jokes. Meh.
I'll take meh. I'll take meh going away every day.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I remember when we bought this house.
Yeah.
And I started remodeling it and everything by myself. You can see the quality of the work that I did.
Cool.
So we did all this work to it and everything. We move in, and then her parents were here visiting. We're talking about the work. They're like, oh man, you did such great work. And she goes, yeah, he's a really good guy, you know, and the work you did, it was more than adequate. And I'm like, more than adequate? What a fucking backhanded compliment that is.
Yeah. It's still, you know, it stops water from coming in the house, so yeah. It's adequate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than that.
A little bit more, yeah.
The fact that you took a Sharpie and tried to, like, you know, decorate
color,
it up.
Yeah, color in the...
It's more than adequate. There's adequate and there's more than adequate.
You.
Can I help you?
What an asshole.
Literally.
Yeah.
Because that tail is just right up in the air. You can see right in his asshole.
Yeah. Her. What is it with you? Just, oh.
It's a her?
Yeah.
I've been licking that thing's asshole for 6 months and now you tell me it's a her?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, for you. Not for her.
But not unusual.
Yeah. True.
It's not unusual for me to think a girl's a guy.
Yeah, it's not. No, if you listen to this podcast, you know it is not unusual.
Not at all.
It's great. Pause this thing.
Why?
I'm going to put that dog in the kennel.
Uh-oh. Whip. For the record, I didn't pause it. I'll cut this part out. Makes it easier. Awesome. You gotta get closer to that. Yep. Dude, you're so weird. 2-1, and we're back.
You never paused it.
Oops, wait. And then, is that supposed to pause it?
And then you made us look so cool.
I'm gonna do some crazy ass.
Like you're gonna cut filler in it, yeah. Like cutting and pasting.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe I'll put some like elevated music in the middle whenever we mess up. So,
yeah, maybe a little Michael Bublé,
yeah,
something like that. Just jazz yeah. flute.
Did you ever pull your pants down in an elevator?
No.
How about you? No. No. Got to third base once in an elevator.
Really?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Steven?
Steven.
Think so.
Sounds familiar.
No. This was a lady this time. That's pretty cool.
Let me guess. You went down on her. She didn't go down on you.
Did I say third base? I'm at second base.
Oh, you felt her boobs? Or is she...
No, it's first. Yeah.
What'd you do, man?
I see the quandary I'm in right now.
What'd you do?
I've painted myself into a base corner.
Here. Yeah.
There's four corners.
No.
There's touching boobs is second base, right?
Yeah.
Touching dick is third. And then the home run, right? Third doesn't necessarily have to mean oral. It could be just hands-on.
Hand-on. Yeah, I guess
all right.
An old-fashioned.
Give me an old-fashioned.
Hey, chap.
How about an old-fashioned Rodrin over here? Pull down your Buster Browns. Let me get a look at that thing.
Give me the old Jack Dempsey. The old 1-2. Yeah. So, where was this elevator in your fucking dream? Because we just poke holes in this whole thing.
Downtown Boston.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a pretty wide area to have an elevator.
Man.
Just an elevator in the middle of downtown Boston.
Listen, you know who you are, listener. You know who you are. That's all I'll say about that.
So it's not his wife because she doesn't listen.
And at this point, Dad, stop listening.
Yeah.
I told you I'd mention you. I told you I'd give you a mention of the podcast. I did.
Stop calling him a girl. That's not nice. Say to your dad.
He's got lips like a woman.
He's got hips like a woman.
Stop with those hips. Oh, man. You know, this reminds me of a story that I read. Man sues parents over his massive pornography collection.
Yeah.
Did you read the story?
I did.
Okay. Let me give a little background and we'll jump in why this is a good story for us to talk about. Michigan man is suing his parents after they destroyed his extremely valuable porn collection, according to Fox 17. In a lawsuit filed last week, the plaintiff, who Fox 17 identifies as Charlie, must be from Vietnam. Recently moved to Indiana after living with his parents in Michigan for 10 months. He was 10 months old.
Yeah.
He just gotten over a divorce and was able to do work around his parents' home in exchange for rent.
What a loser.
A domestic situation forced him out in August 2017. A few months later, his parents drove to his home in Indiana to give him some of his belongings he left in the home. Only one thing was missing. His gargantuan, it says, porn collection that consisted of more than 12 moving boxes full of adult films. His what parents basically loser. Threw them away because they said he didn't need them.
Yeah, they're anymore. Like, no, we're doing him a good deed.
Right. And then he was pissed, so now he's suing them.
All right, whose side do you want?
100% on the kid's side.
You are.
100%.
Okay, I can't wait to hear why.
I'll tell you why.
My dad did the same thing to me, but with my comic books.
Thank
and
you.
Really?
Yes.
You're a loser.
They were in the attic, and then he got up on the roof and used like a water pressure machine. What the hell's?
A pressure washer.
Thank you. Pressure washer on the roof and carved all these semicircle things in the roof.
Your dad is a tradesman, right?
It was not. Yeah, it's a bonehead move.
A pressure washer on the roof.
Continue saying it because he does listen to this. Yeah. And I still question how this is actually what happened.
Yeah.
But allegedly, he used a power washer on the roof.
Okay.
Bore a few holes.
Of course
the
he
roof,
did. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And then infiltrated all of my comic books.
Hmm.
Allegedly. Sounds I wasn't home like, to see this. So when I got home, most of the comic books that I liked were destroyed.
Huh.
The ones I couldn't give two shits about still remain, Jeff. Does that sound like something that would happen? The good Lord intervened? And said he shan't have those. Shaking his head. Okay. Not agreeing with the story at all.
No.
But either way, my original number two Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book, gone.
Damn.
I looked it up the other day. It's worth like $19 right now. Bought it for two.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Yeah. Appreciation's crazy.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Fuck you, stock market.
So I'm pretty sure your dad... had a weird kink where he would take baths with comic books while he masturbated.
I think
that's more likely than power washing the fucking roof.
I think it's more likely that he went up into the attic, specifically grabbed my comic books, and was just like, I'm going to piss on these things every day for 5 years.
Man.
Till you find out.
Yeah.
You stupid mother.
Yeah, you ruined my fucking life. I never liked you.
The other three are so cool.
Yeah.
You are a dickhead.
Yep. You're the one I should have swallowed. I should have sucked it back out of your mom's vagina with my mouth. So you wouldn't have been born. Those are the lengths I would have gone to.
Jeez. That's kind of... Wow.
Your dad hates you. That's what I'm saying.
You would know.
Yeah. Because he likes me.
I like ye. Yeah. I'm sorry. So you're... Let's get back to the story a little bit. Yes. You're on the parent side?
Of course I am.
No way.
Okay. If I was the judge and they brought it to me, I would say...
The porn?
No. They brought the case to me, and they told me everything laid out, and I'd say, wait, wait, wait. So he gets divorced, and he moves back in with his parents, and they let him live there in exchange for doing small, menial tasks around the house.
Right.
Pretty much chores as an adult man.
Right.
Yeah. It's worth all the porn in those boxes, worth of cash. So they can do whatever they want to those, because you're a loser.
No way. First of all... They're probably either on VHS tapes, which is very expensive these days. How are you going to find a VHS tape player, right?
Okay.
Okay.
It's
or either on digital media, which is also very expensive, all right?
What's digital media?
Digital, like a USB port.
So that he had how many boxes full? 12 boxes full of USB? God damn. Hey, I'm on his side now.
The story does not say how big the boxes are.
That's true. Yeah.
It could be a wardrobe box.
Yeah.
It could be a pill box.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just the 12 boxes landed away. He was also arrested or kicked out of high school for selling porn there, too.
Yeah.
Boy, this guy's been an aficionado forever.
This guy's got, he's got the goods. Did anyone tell him, your porn is worth zero because pretty much everything you can just find on the internet for free?
No. We're talking classics. This is a classic.
Oh, it's like a
lot of snuff film stuff on there, probably.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Monkey wait butt until stuff.
The police are still going through all those videos as evidence, the ones that are remaining. Just
I bet. Like, combing through these. Nothing's gonna slip through this crack.
Yeah, the mayor's like, "Why did your Vaseline budget go up $40,000 this year?"
Who needs 217 million rubber gloves? these guys. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
cops.
We got
a couple cop stories
couple
this week.
Stories, yeah. Huh, bad boys. What you going to do?
What? I thought we were going to go with like pubic enemies or something. Pubic Servants.
Ooh.
I like that one. Let's do a little segment I like to call Pubic Servants. Police officers arrested for allegedly forcing homeless man to lick public urinal. Forcing. Sure.
Yeah.
Dangling $5 in front of someone's face and watching them dive in, you know, nose first into a urinal.
Yeah.
It's not called forcing.
No.
It's called helping.
It's called fucking good time.
It's called employing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Two Hawaii police officers.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
It's Tom Selleck and some other guy.
They're just like, hey, yeah, whatever. You know?
Say, hey, brah. Yeah. Brah.
Hey.
Hey, Kuno. What? Brah. What's going on, man?
No, they're not Hispanic.
I know, but they say brah.
Hey, man. What you doing over here, man?
I didn't know. First of all, read their names, because...
Isa Maui, dog.
Andale.
Read their name. Andale. Yeah. Andale is not one of those.
Oh. I don't know. I always go to, what was that Mexican mouse called?
Crack and cheese.
No, what's that Mexican mouse? Andale, andale, arriba, arriba. Hey, yeah. What the fuck was his name? What?
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
To Hawaii police. Isn't it Hawaiian?
Next time you chime in.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Thank you.
There you go. Jeez. I guess it's better that he's intentionally trying to yell across the hall than actually sounding like he is. So,
that's all right, true.
Improvements. Yeah. Two Hawaii police officers were arrested on Friday for allegedly forcing a homeless man to lick a urinal in a public bathroom. Officers John Robego and Reginald Ramones. Yeah, that doesn't sound like Hayatuatui at all, does it?
What?
Hayatuatui.
I'm pretty sure that's a place in Hawaii.
Gabriel Hayatuatui. No?
No.
Funalaka haya.
Kamehameha.
May I have a brewer?
Mekaleka hai mekahani ho.
Can you get one of those beers? May I have a brewer? did you see his face? He's like, what? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
They're accused of depriving, thank you, the man of his civil rights when they responded to a trespassing complaint last year. Robego and Ramones each face up to 11 years in prison. They allegedly forced him to put his mouth on a urinal.
Yeah, no harm, no foul.
I know. Did they force him to do it, or were they like, hey?
Maybe they had the gun to his head, like, you fucking licked that urinal, you fucking asshole.
Hey, lick it clean.
Like, why'd you call me an asshole? All right. This story, okay, the cops shouldn't do that, okay? But licking urinals.
Cops shouldn't do that. Put that down on the don't file, please, Jeff.
But
if we're counting, that's a don't.
It reminded me of a video that I saw this week about.
Okay.
Let's see what you think about this video.
So there's a caption of a girl who looks like a doll in a bathroom, and it says, "Licking the airplane toilet, BC. I'm gross like that." What? No! Why? Why is it... Oh, dude, no.
Yeah.
She's cute.
That's the thing. It's like, she's so gross, it's hot.
She's cute, but she's young. So it's a video of a cute girl who, why are you swiping?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What did you do?
You licking it? Jesus. Oh my God. You pervert.
So it's a video of a girl, a cute girl, all dressed up. Tons of makeup on, kneeling face next to apparently an airplane
toilet.
And then she starts licking it.
Not
and then
like
on the screen,
the biggest
somehow,
swipes, like,
somehow there's like these golden flashes going
on
the screen too.
You're an old man because it's Snapchat, you fucking grandpa. I don't even have Snapchat. I know that's a fucking Snapchat filter.
It is?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
They did it on purpose?
Yes. It was part of the fucking video.
Oh, what happens on Snapchat?
Things like that. They just put like it'll give you like a better, you'd love it because you take a picture of yourself and they just youngifies you. Did you ever go on Facebook and you see pictures of someone and you go, I know that person is way uglier and more haggard than that.
Yeah.
And so if you look at it, it's a Snapchat filter. Like it can make people look better.
So is Snapchat the one where you take a video and then it's supposed to delete itself forever?
No.
Which one's that? Spinster?
No, I think Snapchat does delete it, yeah. But that's like an old option. Like, I think you can keep it.
Yeah. Out. How the fuck do all this stuff in Snapchat keep getting out if you can do it? But watch this. Ready?
Yeah.
Have I done this before?
Yes.
You do it just slightly.
Yeah.
Right? I look like 10 fucking years younger. I put my fingertips on my temples, and then I just yank back just slightly.
Did you put pee-pee in someone's Coke?
Ready? Watch this.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? This is why people get plastic surgery. You just pull it back. Watch. Hang on. Ready? Ready? Just look at me. I'm a fucking old and haggard. You take it,
guy,
right? And you just pull it back. Just,
he's just
look
pulling
at that.
His little face back.
Just slightly. Slightly.
It does.
I'm like
zero.
10 years younger.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No. You look like an idiot is what you do.
You're a loser, dude. You
yeah, that's what you're doing.
Right?
You're doing the...
Right?
They do
I look
younger.
Right?
Yeah.
You look younger. That's why people want to get plastic surgery.
That's why Asians...
Did you ever hear that's what? There was a story about a guy from Asia.
Asia?
What part of Asia he's from, but...
Yeah.
It might be a cable guy. Remember a cable guy? When Ben Stiller's one of the twins...
Yeah.
He's on trial.
The,
yeah, and they play
he's one of the Menendez brothers.
Yes. They play the audio recording. He goes, what did he look like? He looked Asian. I think he was from Asia. So anyway, there's a story about a guy in Asia who had his legs broken repeatedly over the course of 2 years to like elongate him by like 6 inches.
Yeah.
But they kept breaking his leg. Like every day they crank it and break it again so it would just grow.
Cool story, bro.
Yep. And you know what happened to him? He walked into a door, killed himself.
They call him old chopsticks because of his legs.
Exactly.
What?
They did call him that.
No, you did not look younger when you did that.
I did.
Okay?
I did. That's why people do plastic surgery.
No, people do plastic surgery because they're dumb.
But I'm just saying, I don't have to do it. I can do Snapchat.
Speaking of horrible plastic surgery, we're going to see Dane Cook as a group.
The Cookie has...
What?
Actually, you know what? It's a good thing that my wife doesn't listen to this because that's supposed to be a surprise gift.
Oh.
It's our anniversary gift.
Oh, to her? That's a good one.
It's a night out with me.
Good. Yeah,
and other people.
Yeah.
And Dane Cook.
Yeah.
The Cook Man. You don't like Dane Cook?
No, I mean, I liked him.
What's the deal? What's the deal with that?
He had the war by the balls. I mean, okay.
Had the war by the balls.
Everyone,
you know what he had? He had the goat by the goat tickles.
Everyone in our family, you know, claims to know Dane Cook because he's from our hometown.
There's a few of them who claim to.
Yeah.
And, basically, they were cousins and not us. Apparently.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I always listened to him. I liked his Comedy Central special.
Yeah.
That was good. I liked it. I laughed a lot. I saw him live in his heyday when he was in movies and cranking them out, you know?
Yeah.
And so
he was funny as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Funny as fuck. I don't know what happened. I think he got a little bit full of himself from what I understand.
Yeah.
This is what I hear in the community.
Blame him?
All the peeps in the community.
I would too.
What about you, Finchy? What do you think? You like him? Not a Dane Cook fan? Well, that's great because we're all going.
Yep.
And I talked to every one of you idiots in it going.
You did.
Stupid
literally,
ass
I
motherfuckers.
Said no. And then you go, come on, man. Did you say the same? Come on, man. It's the only time we're all going to be together to every single one of us.
No, everybody else said, "Yeah, it's a night out. We can, at the very least, we'll get drunk."
Oh, well, the wife and I.
It's in October. It's like fucking 6 months away. I mean, just make a goddamn commitment already.
Well, that's how far out the Carvenzas are booked for. Like, hold on, let me get out the old Farmer's Almanac and
here we
see.
Go.
Yeah, that's how detailed it is.
Like wheat will be coming in that day. I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we should have a good time. But the wife and I have found a new thing. If we don't like something and we're there, it doesn't matter if we paid for it or anything. We're just going to walk away if we're not happy. It's like, why waste time?
Yeah.
So we, last weekend. Yeah, last Friday, I think. We were going to Aaron Lewis. No, we recorded Friday, so it was last Saturday. So Aaron Lewis.
I'm Upston, on the outside.
Except he's all country now.
I'm on the outside.
With my horse,
I'll do anything for money, because I've been divorced 3 times.
He's like a super right-wing crazy guy, too, now.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He'll go on Trump tirades on stage.
Really?
Yeah. And But anyway, so we're there. And it's fucking freezing out.
I bet he's not friends with Fred Durst anymore.
Probably not.
Sorry, go ahead.
Biloxi! This is the real motherfucking deal, y'all. It's like, So,
yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah,
was it? The wind was whipping last week. Remember how windy it was last week?
Oh, that's right. That's when the storm was coming
in. It was fucking so cold. And we looked at each other and we're like, do you even want to see this? She's like, no. I'm like, fuck it.
You didn't even hear him do one Dolly Parton ripoff?
We didn't hear him do one song. His opener was god awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
That'd be awesome. I'd listen to that.
No.
Yeah.
Dolly?
I'd listen to him do that. Dolly's awesome.
I'll listen to him do. That's what I hear. Yeah. I actually hear Dolly Parton is a pretty good time.
No.
She could roll in the hay, huh, Jeff? Hi-yo, put that on a t-shirt. What?
You do hi-yo too much.
Hi-yo.
Because it's a total ripoff of Johnny Carson or 100%. Ed McMahon or whoever
it's,
the fuck
it's a 100% of a ripoff of someone doing that.
I know. Yeah. Howard Stern.
Oh, I'm sorry. Too. Yeah, you suck too much dick a lot, so.
Hi-yo.
Zing. See, gave you a layup.
Not enough.
There.
I
gave
mean,
you a layup right there. You were talking about Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
So you say to see zero songs?
We saw zero songs of his.
For real.
And we just left. Yeah. Like, fuck this.
How many people were there?
It was pretty busy, but I mean, the people watching was interesting.
Was it?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got 4 erections.
Really?
I gave it 4 erections. No, nobody was there.
Really?
That was worth anything.
It's goth chicks with cowboy boots?
No. It was a lot of cowboy boots, definitely a lot of cowboy hats, a lot of cowboys. So it was kind of, it was odd. It was an odd mix because then you had like really old people who like, you seem...
My age?
No. Like, you know, full on gray hair in their late 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see them.
Full on gray hair in late 50s.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years away from me.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That sucks for you.
That's right. You guys both have a lot of gray hair. Not me. I'm a youthful spry.
You are. Except for your fucked up shoulders and emotional problems and, you know.
Oh, man.
Neurological disorders.
Somehow the story of how I got jacked up at work came up during a meeting with a whole bunch of people. And I think it was all like safety or something. We're talking about safety. And safety, one of the things I was like, yeah, well, safety for epilepsy, you have to know what to do. You know, I was here at work and held down. And all of a sudden, my boss goes, that was you?
Your boss That's didn't funny. Even know it was you?
No. Huh. Oh, it's funny. It's like... It's in the ether over at Chicken Express. Man. People are just like, what's this mythical story? This man who ripped his arms out for show.
Yeah, just for to all
get,
of us.
Yeah.
Just to get sympathy.
Exactly.
What a loser.
That's shallow, hollow, empty.
loser.
Anyway, enough about me. What about you? What do you think about me? Have you ever sat... on a chair and had your nuts stick to it?
Stick to it or like, yeah, like yeah, you like gotta peel them back.
Your sack. Remember when you used to wear those smaller shorts? You in particular? Now, on the main stage.
Yeah.
Diamond Dusty Dennis's Dingus.
Dingus. Today I was at the pool at our friend's house and you weren't invited, but...
Nope.
I was sitting on a small ledge.
Yeah.
And literally, I was like, my balls are hitting my ankle right now. Like, you know, I would borrow a pair of shorts. They're a little baggy in the crotch area because that guy fills them out. And, but anyways, my nuts were touching my ankle. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. These things hang really low nowadays.
Yeah.
Really low.
They're trying to run away from you as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Right down that pant leg.
I don't blame
you. You wearing somebody else's swim trunks?
Yeah.
I would go nude before I would do that.
Why?
I would let somebody eunuch me.
I don't understand.
A eunuch is when you cut off someone's testicles.
No, a eunuch is a person with no testicles. Not when
I just said that, correct?
No, you said it's when you...
You eunuch somebody.
No.
I'm going to eunuch you.
I'm going to...
You and I see why.
That's a eunuchy.
Queen Latifah shout out, Jeff.
Yep.
That's probably even...
Right over his head.
Oh, man.
Man,
you man. fucking sorry ass motherfucker. Get up to date.
Yeah.
Start listening to 95.9 throwbacks.
Yeah.
You'll see a little
I ain't
Queen
a bitch,
Latifah.
You're a hoe. You and I teep mine.
Mm. She's got that big white background.
Yeah. She's doing the
that
fucking
beehive.
Yeah. She got that big ass. What are those called?
Yarmulke.
No, it's a really big yarmulke.
Yeah. I don't know what that's called. Yeah, yeah. Masala? No.
No. Dashiki? Is that a thing?
No. It's a thing, but that's not what it is. Oh. Anyway, check it out. Queen Latifah, UNITY. You'll know exactly.
You're welcome, folks.
We'll put a picture of that on the website.
Yeah.
We'll say we will, but we won't.
It's true.
However, this week, I took over to webmaster duties, and I'm fucking crushing it.
You are.
I'm crushing it.
I'm super pumped about what you posted.
So, you were talking about your nuts and how they were invaded by somebody else's man trousers for whatever reason.
Yeah. No, I was just saying because they're gigantic. And I could see myself getting into trouble with my nuts here in the future.
But, I mean, when you were younger, right?
Yeah.
Your nuts would just, like, splay out when you weren't wearing skinny jeans.
The fuck are you talking about?
My pants are, like, skinny pants now. So my nuts don't, like, there's no room for them to flay out. They got to be shoved on one side or the other.
Really? No, see, yeah. I don't go side to side. Mine just bunch up in the front. Because mm-hmm. I got them thighs, kid. Oh, thick-ass thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get me in between
get
those
some thighs.
Thighs
on you.
So this was actually a fan submission, this story. The fan got invited in. Sitting
yep.
right over here right
yep.
now.
Being quiet as a mouse.
So as a fan, super fan, you can come in and sit here and look like an idiot and not say anything.
Yeah.
Or you can actually participate. It's up to you.
Yeah.
But if you put in some fan submissions and we like it, you'll get invited on that week.
Yeah.
Let's just start doing that now.
Sure.
This poor man accidentally got his balls trapped in an IKEA stool.
I'm calling bullshit on this whole thing, but go ahead.
All right. After a knee injury, Klaus Jorstad of
right there.
Alta,
that's
Norway.
Not a real name.
Nope. It's not even a real letter. It's a zero with a slash through it. Klaus Jorstad of Alta, Norway, invested in a Marius stool from IKEA to sit on when he showered. But that plan backfired big time. While sitting on the chair during a recent rinse, one of Jorstad's testicles got stuck in the hole of the seat when the hot water caused them to expand.
Expand.
So
it was a chair with holes in it. He's got
know.
Some. He's got
how
some dinky
not,
ass nuggies.
I know shit.
He's got dinky
you,
ass nuggies.
Well, even if you didn't have a dinky ass nuggie, how would you not know that your nuggie went through the hole?
Because this is all bullshit. That's how. This fucking guy did it on purpose. He stuffed one of his nuts down the hole. He was sitting there.
Yep, one of his Swedish
like,
meatballs.
Yeah, lay up. So he's just sitting there like looking like, I wonder if this thing fits.
Yeah.
Like every guy would. And he starts pushing his ball through.
Yeah.
And it gets through. But again, it's like a fucking bear in a honey jar, you know?
It's like, forget
idiot.
It.
Yeah.
He's looking yeah. over at all the tools. He yells to his wife.
Yeah.
Come find the Fergloxton. I need to back this splurts out.
Man, I wish you did an accent instead of the words, because you're good at accents.
Bad words.
Yeah, bad words.
Oh,
even if you did your German one.
No, get some away from me.
Wait.
Is this fish meatball is coming to the chair?
Mops. What's this?
Not to alarm you, but my testicle is gone to the chair. I can't sit down or I squeeze you all.
I can't stand up or it rips my scrotum.
Where's Sven?
Sven!
I will tip the stool over. Kick me as hard as you can.
What
happened there?
I don't know.
Lost it.
Yep. You fucking ruined it.
Comes
it was
in
so
comes
good.
Out. Man.
That you know that guy went through all his shampoo. All he was reaching for toothpaste, anything you could find within arm's reach. He was just squirting it on his nuts.
That reminds me of, remember when I went and got the power bottom shirts for you and the missus?
Yep. I remember.
Power top and power bottom. So I went into...
The wife wears that shirt all the time.
Does she really?
Yeah. Like, too bad she wear it.
It's a driving by a gentleman's sex shop one day. I saw a sleeveless tees that said power bottom on it, and I was like, I got to get these. So yeah. I got you and the wife
yeah.
matching power top, power bottoms.
Power top,
but while I was in there, the guy at the front counter when cheese. I was buying him asked me about the Dickeroni cheese, and then I saw a cock ring.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just going over the cock, and it was huge. And I was like, I literally got in a conversation with the guy, like, how many of these do you sell?
Yeah.
Who buys this?
Yeah.
And I was like, someone's dick fits in that thing? And he's like, no, you put all of it through there.
Let me show you.
Yeah. And now IKEA makes one, apparently.
Yeah.
You just shove your nuts in
the
a stool.
The Glockenspiel.
Yeah.
The tiger nuts.
Yeah, it's definitely what that guy did. He just shoved his ball in one of the holes, and he couldn't back it out. So,
why would you shove your ball in a hole?
Okay.
Have you ever shoved your balls in something?
Yes, of course I have.
In a mouth?
You better believe it.
You are a pig.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sienna.
They call me Teabag Tommy over here.
No, D-Bag Danny.
Oh.
It's different.
I know, but it hurts. Right. It hurts when you say that.
Name three things you've shoved your nuts in.
Oh, man.
No, I was talking to Jeff. Go. You haven't said a word all night. Start with this one.
Yeah.
Three things. Shove your nuts in. All right.
He said butthole.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima bottle. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Auntie who? That's weird.
Yeah. It's a weird name for his dad.
Now you.
No, I would say like a glass, or if there was a wide mouth shampoo bottle, just like bloop, pop one in.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. A Gatorade, like the big mouth one. Try and do that. I always wonder, like, when I see a hole, I'm like, is my dick bigger or smaller than that, you know, circumference? And could I get it in? You don't ever think that?
All the time.
Okay.
Good. I'm honestly, I've never been closer to you in my entire life. I think about that kind of stuff all the time.
Good, yeah.
And I also think about but I'm going to spontaneously get an erection.
Yeah.
And then I literally think of all right, well, I've cut the back end of the bottle off. So it's just this plastic thing over my dick.
Yeah.
How am I going to get it off?
Yeah.
How am I going to tell the neighbors how I got into these hijinks?
Yeah.
Again.
Hey, Marty, can I borrow your Dremel tool again?
Remember last week when I asked you if you had any extra soap?
He's Canadian?
He's from Minnesota. Oh, man.
You're not going to believe this.
Oh,
I got myself in a real pickle.
Guess who found the biggest mosquito in Minnesota? This guy. He stung me right on the old pecker. I got it stuck in a Heinz 57 bottle again. Boy, these mosquitoes are big this year, Marty, huh? Just get down there with a little bit of soap. We made that time 42 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah. Seconds?
I don't know.
That's I meant minutes. But it feels like seconds when I'm staring in your eyes.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
What?
That's not nice.
I shouldn't stare. You know what I'm saying? So you were talking about what you stuck your dick in? Okay. Jeez. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's got a bunch of kids. So.
Chatty Cathy over here.
I know.
The irony of all ironies is normally you can't get him to shut the fuck up. Now it's like he's got nothing to say.
I know. This is amazing.
Watch this one. How about that Mueller report, huh?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Dangling the old dangle in front of his face now. Boy, that thing.
It's pronounced Mueller.
That thing really exonerated Trump, did it not? Did it not? Not taking the bait. This is crazy.
Wow.
14finches.com for all of your graphic design needs. Artisanal sweater vests. Do you have an emblem that you would like to put on an Afghan?
Gosh. You call your nearest cab driver and you bring him down here. We'll brand that motherfucker. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Man, if we had a real sponsor, we'd be screwed. Or real listeners.
Yes. If anybody who had a conscience listen so to this fine. Thing, why they don't call the police? It's not worth it. God damn, it's not worth the pennies. I'm making the phone call, Jeff. Look at that hat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Man, he always got cool hats, this guy.
You're the envy of every bedroom that we know of.
He's actually the fittest guy who's ever been in this bedroom.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he ain't going to leave without getting fucked either.
Yeah.
You hear me? You hear me over there? Oh, boy.
The old devil's wheelbarrow. That's what we'll call it. What? That's when, that's when he's holding on to both of us.
One guy's.
He's holding on to both of our dicks as we pull him around the room.
We push him like this.
Yeah. We scoot forward. Little shuffle steps. The old devil's wheel.
Yep. You better stretch your shoulders, boy. Oh, man. That is good stuff. We had another pervert cops in the news, but I don't really want to talk about that.
Oh, that one's even better, though.
The Crappuccinos?
Crappuccinos.
All right. Former California deputies accused of ordering inmates to fling feces and urine Crappuccinos at each other.
Crappuccinos.
Look at these two guys.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate when somebody wants to be like, hey, bro, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Bro dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's is got Brad cauliflower ear, though. Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with that guy. I'd fuck with this guy.
They're young, though. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to throw 20s. Shit at each other?
In their 20s? Come on. They just got out of fucking their frat.
Yeah, you bro. Like,
yeah.
Sig up, dude. Bet Kappa Pagai. You better. Kappa fling a poo over here, motherfucker. Two former sheriff's deputies are now facing multiple felony charges for allegedly. Big term. Ordering inmates at a jail they once worked at to spray Crappuccinos consisting of feces and urine at people they didn't like. Justin Lin and Eric McDermott were ordered by a judge on Monday to stand trial for the incidents. During a preliminary hearing that wrapped up this week, the judge said he heard evidence that the Alameda County Sheriff's deputies enlisted a convicted child molester and another inmate facing a murder charge to carry out insanitary
acts. Choices. A killer and a child molester.
Well, I mean,
I think you would be throwing the poop at the child molester the whole time. So these guys are kind of dickheads. You don't get asked for help for a child molester.
So you're going to draw the morality line. So who would you ask to fling poo at somebody else?
Oh, some like Grand Theft, maybe?
Somebody to fling poo at the child molester, though.
No. What do you mean?
Well, you wouldn't ask a child molester because you were like, if there's anybody I want who get a Crappuccino, it's going to be, let's Crappuccino Todd over there.
Yeah. Let's Crappuccino Todd, the kid toucher.
What do you think the most prevalent pedophile name is?
Oh,
Richard.
No.
Yep.
No.
The only one I know is named Richard. Richard Kelly, my dad. Dun, dun, dun. Just kidding.
No, I think it's more like a...
Same about Richard.
Like a Glenn. Glenn seems kind of... Right? Glenn, spot fucking on, man.
Glenn's a good one.
Yeah.
How many Glenn pedophiles do you think we could find if we threw a sock around this fucking shithole neighborhood? How many pedophiles? I bet you got like four of them. Have you ever done pedo search?
Well, I did the pedo search, yeah.
How many?
There's a few.
In this neighborhood itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like close by, like in like a block, not a block, like a thorough way over and stuff. Thoroughfare.
Thoroughfare. So, you have a middle name, right?
Yeah, Michael.
Why? So, if you were arrested, when you get arrested for diddling little boys, it'll be Dennis Michael Kelly.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a pedophile's name, does it?
No. Exactly. But they'll say it in that. But if you were like, hey, Dennis Michael Kelly bought two kids Yogalicious last week after their mom got in a car accident, they wouldn't say Dennis Michael Kelly. They'd just say Dennis Kelly. Yeah. Why add the middle name for scumbags? Maybe. I don't what you know what I mean. Like school shooters always have three names.
Yeah, serial killers do. Yep. School shooters.
But really,
Realtors.
Everybody's got three names. Realtors. the fucking pedophiles of the financial industry.
I don't know. That's a weird question. I don't know why they have three names.
Why do they? Why do they put it out there?
Why do they market them that way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of put a stamp on their fucked upness. Give them three names.
You got a great take on this.
Yeah.
John Wilkes. I'm glad I didn't just... John Wilkes Booth.
I'm going to go John Wilkes Booth on your ass. But go over to Panda Express and go get me something to eat.
Sit in the John Wilkes Booth.
Kenny Rogers Roasters. That's three names.
Yeah, who's this?
Falcon? Bonds and Noble. That's three names. You're there killing it in the bookseller department. This is Found Greg.
You sound more like Tracy Morgan.
Whatever. Maybe I'm both.
Bonds and Noble.
Bonds and Noble. You better watch yourself.
Yeah. Head and shoulders.
I didn't say wash yourself. I said watch yourself because I'm a dial man. I go with dial.
Dial?
Dial.
That's the most, like, that's a prisoner soap right there. Like, that shit will clean you.
I'm a prisoner of my own thoughts.
Oh, shit.
In my head.
Oh, damn.
I've been thinking about shit all the time. I'm like, why a box got to be full? Why can't it be like 12 sides? 12-sided box.
How many sides does a box have?
It's got four. Top, bottom, left, and right.
What about front and back?
Now you're just trying to fuck my head. Front and back. Front and back ain't sides or areas. Stupid motherfucker.
I gotta
Where'd
know.
Where'd you go to school?
I gotta know. Do you really think a box only has four sides? I have to know this now.
A box has four sides.
You have the five fingers.
Top, bottom, left, and right. Okay. I don't know why I gotta keep explaining this to you. Where'd you go to vocational school?
I did.
Fucking vocational school. Where'd you learn how to be a dumbass?
That was my vocation.
You look like a fucking stupid ass.
You went more like vacation school.
Yeah. Your brain did. This shit is crazy. Man. 14 fingers is where I get all my FUBU gear. You guys use FUBU? Force bias? I got a pair of Timberlands. I want to make you put my fucking logo on that side. Be like, bam, you see the new Tims? This is so dumb. I'm going to stomp on that ass. You do Timberlands?
Timbos.
What about Carhartt? Carhartt make a big comeback right now. I'm looking fly. My God.
Man,
Adidas is for punk ass at Beatas.
Yeezys? You wear Yeezys?
Yeezys. Get your ass out of here, Yeezy. That guy like Trump. You like Trump. You know, friend of mine, but I got a pair of $320 Yeezys.
D-Yeezys?
D-Yeezys.
D-Yeezys nuts.
DSW knockoffs. They ain't Yeezys, they D-Yeezys.
Sounds delicious.
You better shut your mouth. I'll come across this table and teach you a lesson. Bloop. T for two.
So, hey, Fella Greg, what are you doing for Easter?
I got work. Mr. Heffernan need me to come in and do some of them bills.
Bills, huh?
I'm in accounts payable. People got to get paid like Gregory. That's my name. What you looking at? If I was in your accounts payable department, but dog, you'd be blowing up. You'd be blowing up. We'd be calling you Hiroshima. You'd be blowing up. You got me, bitch.
Bitch. So
Mr. Heffernan.
Yeah,
Mr. Heffernan. He come to me last week. He like, hey, Greg, we're gonna need you to work this week. I said, fuck you, motherfucker. You don't know that Easter, Jesus comes back home. And so do all Greg's boys, because we go to the same Panda Express on Easter. Gotta get me some of that yum yum. some of those yum yum sticks.
What are yum yum sticks? If you could elaborate, I don't know. Is it beef or chicken or?
They don't know. I don't know. I said, give me them yum yum sticks, dog. And I get them. Yay. What do you care?
The only reason I ask is because tomorrow is Easter, and you being,
I'm in the game,
yeah, in the industry.
So,
do you actually get a day off or?
The grind never take a day off, dog. I'm in the grind. The grind don't take a day off. Grind 24/7.
Oh shit. Man, I never thought of it that way.
You know why you don't think of it that way? You ain't in the ground.
I know.
You on the ground.
Man.
Begging for my scraps. And I'm brushing them aside for you. Here you go. Have some of my leftovers. When you're on the grind, you eat the steak, the filet mignon. I'm leaving you the track tip.
Well, you know, I never thought someone could really break it down for me that way and make me realize that I have room to improve. Thank you, Phallic Greg, for that.
You gotta have the mindset. You know what your problem is?
Please tell me.
You don't get the mindset. Phallic Greg is all up in the mindset.
Now, is that something you learned from your family?
Or? I learned it when I came out and took my first breath of air. Where the fuck am I? Oh, this is my mama's titty. I'm going to suckle on it while I think about what my next play is.
Man, so you were just thinking about the grind from
right
birth?
Right when I came out the canal. Where's my next play?
Damn.
I done made it 9 months living in some broad's belly. What's my next play? I tell you what my next play is. I got the vagina. I'm going to get them titties.
And it worked.
I'm sitting here today, ain't I?
Yeah.
That's right.
Sure
you can't just... Titties are just fall in your mouth, dog. You got to plan that shit.
You got to work for that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Next time you see a pair of titties that fall in your mouth, you tell Phallic Greg what happened. I'll be on the next train to South Africa.
I guess that's
where
it happens.
That's where the blood diamonds are at, because that's where the game's going.
Damn.
I saw Leo DiCaprio in this movie called Blood Diamonds. I think he's right. I think that's where the game at.
Damn.
I got to go to South Africa and get me some blood diamonds.
Man.
What'd you think about that? How long is this going to go on? That's all I'm asking. Because Phallic Greg go on all night. Clearly, Phallic Greg don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Phallic Greg?
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
I appreciate you inviting me. I don't know who this motherfucker is over here. I don't say shit. But I appreciate the opportunity to spread the word. And the word is, this is so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.